Remember what James says in his letter? Faith without works is what? Faith without action is what? See, faith without action is belief. And belief is not faith. And God is pleased not with belief. He's pleased with what? Faith is what his word says.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God. And I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. The message you'll be hearing today is part of a series that's entitled Faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Christians express their faith in a variety of ways. However, there are times when our faith is discouraged by our circumstances and our faith suffers. It's my hope that through this series, your faith is built and encouraged. The Apostle Paul tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I pray that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message. Today's message is part one of an obedient faith.
What's good to be in God's house, amen? Well, this morning we're continuing in the second part of our series. It's entitled Faith. This week I'm sharing on the subject of an obedient faith. An obedient faith. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 11. We're also going to be in Genesis chapter 12. But Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, as we call it in the Bible, that's where we're going to be for the most portion of this message. If you don't have your Bibles, that's okay. We'll have the verses provided on the screen for you, and you can follow along there. But Hebrews chapter 11, let's go to verse 6. And mentioned this verse last week, and there's some important truths that are contained in this verse. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. It's impossible to please God. Now just think about what we prayed for. We believe that nothing is impossible for God, correct? But here we read in the Word of God, without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I underlined some important words in that verse and made them bold for a reason. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe, and God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There are some guiding principles that we're going to find in Hebrews chapter 11 that's going to help us throughout this series. And so before each of the kind of, this is going to kind of be like a prelude, and it's going to help establish some truth before I kind of get into the message. And this verse is really easy when you look at it. There are several principles here that we need to look at. Number one is the easiest. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? So that one's pretty easy to understand. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So faith is pretty important, wouldn't you say? We are saved by grace through what? All right, it's really important then. It's eternally important. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. Number two, belief and action are active, sustaining components of faith. Belief and action are sustaining components of faith. The action is diligence here. That's the action that we see demonstrated in this verse. It's diligence. Remember what James says in his letter? Faith without works is what? Faith without action is what? See, faith without action is belief. And belief is not faith, and God is pleased not with belief, he's pleased with what? Faith is what his word says. I'll give you an example here. I used this illustration before. I'm going to use it again because it's pretty effective. It's pretty easy to see. This stool is a pretty good example of the difference between faith and belief. Now, I can look at this stool, and it's pretty well made. It's heavy duty, it seems. I got on the scale this morning. It says I weighed about 3 more pounds more than I did yesterday. Now, how does that happen? I didn't eat that much. I can look at that stool. I can pick it up. I can inspect it. I can look how it's built. I can consider how it's built. And I can say, that stool can hold me. I believe that this stool can hold my weight. But that's not faith. That's not faith. See, faith says this. Faith says, I have the confidence that this stool is going to hold me. Therefore, I'm going to sit my bottom on it. I was hoping, I tested it before, but I just want to make sure I didn't weaken the joints. I could sit here, and I had confidence, and I sat it. That's faith. That's the difference between belief. Belief says, I know it can. I'm sure it can. But belief doesn't get me in that seat. Now, it helps. It's a component of faith, but it doesn't put me in that seat until I say, I have the confidence. I know that I know. And I begin to sit down. I exercise. And I sit. Faith has action. Because faith without action, faith without works is dead. Belief is an active component. Belief is an active component of faith, but it's not faith. And belief becomes faith when it has the confidence to do what it believes. So number three, God rewards those who diligently seek Him. God rewards those who diligently seek Him. And how many of you want to enjoy the benefits or rewards of God? Well, listen, we should all have our hand up there. How many of you want restoration? How many want forgiveness of sin? How many of you want resurrection, heaven, the benefits of heaven? Sign me up already, correct? All right, that's a whole lot better. Listen, diligence is the key to heavenly rewards. Diligence, the act of diligence, the word diligence in the Greek communicates this, an ongoing action, a process, a continual seeking, a continual searching. Here, you want to put it in easy terms? Keep on keeping on. There you go. That's diligence. You keep on keeping on. When God has promised something, there's diligence, there's a reward. You just keep on believing God. Amen? That's faith. That's diligence. That's action. So then we come to this question. It's really simple. What is faith? What is faith? Now, I bet you some of you already are thinking of the scripture, correct? Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Once again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. However, should we define faith by this scripture alone? It's not wise, is it? Because faith is demonstrated throughout the Word of God. Shouldn't we take the whole counsel of God's Word? See, what happens is we do this. This is what a lot of people do. They'll pick and choose certain verses that they like, they maybe understand, and they define something as important as faith, which is very problematic, because faith is communicated and demonstrated throughout the Word of God, not just in Hebrews chapter 11. We shouldn't have one verse define faith for us. We need to look at the entire counsel of God's Word. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Therefore, we should be diligent about defining such an important statement from the entirety of God's Word. And if we don't rightly define from Scriptures what faith is, that could be detrimental to our walk with God. In fact, that happens throughout the body of Christ. People define faith a certain way, maybe because someone has explained it poorly, or maybe because they've read something, they've read a verse or two, and they believe they can define faith, and what they do is they base it basically upon belief, and what they've got themselves into is this. They do not have themselves a full definition, a full understanding of what faith is. Faith is more than belief. If faith were belief and that were it, then we would have the same term and we'd have the same working, the same action. But belief is a component of faith, but faith is not belief. So if we're going to look at this word faith for just a second, and then we're going to move on. What is faith? How do we define faith? How can we look at the full counsel of God's Word and define that word faith? I believe it's very easy. There's an acronym I think we could even use. And I don't want to say this is a complete definition of faith, but I think this gets us down the road pretty well. Faith is action based upon belief sustained by confidence. It's an ABC. Action, belief, confidence. Faith is action based on belief sustained by confidence. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Let's get to our example here this morning of obedient faith. Hopefully some of that will help you as we go through this subject of obedient faith. Look at verse 8, Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham what? Obeyed. When he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Let's skip on down to verse 17. Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. 19, verse 19, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he has also received him in a figurative sense. The patriarch Abraham is referred to by the Apostle Paul as the father of our faith. Both Jews and Christians, we credit Abraham as he's our progenitor. He is our originator of our faith. Abraham is commended throughout the Bible for his obedient faith. And that's why I believe his example, if we're going to correctly define faith, we better look at our progenitor, right? We better look at our originator as an example. And his faith was an obedient faith. The writer of Hebrews begins by commending Abraham first for his obedient action, leaving his family in order to follow the promises of God. By faith, verse 11, by faith Abraham obeyed. Well, those are words we don't like to hear sometimes, isn't it? That word obey. Obey. Jesus said, "You, if you love me, obey my commands," right? Our faith should have action. Now, we cannot work for God. We cannot get the grace of God by deeds. But listen, if we're saved and the Spirit of God lives with us, we're born again, there should be works. There should be evidence. There should be action that proves spiritual fruit. By faith, Abraham obeyed. And when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. I don't understand how anyone can look at that verse and not define faith, or maybe define faith one-dimensionally. Because that's what happens in a lot of places, in a lot of churches, with a lot of Christians. We define faith one-dimensionally as this: I believe. But faith is not one-dimensional. And we can see this here through the example of Abraham. Faith has obedience. Faith has other properties. There are some things that blind our faith. There are some faith blinders we got to contend with. Number one is this: ignorance. And remember, ignorance is simply not knowing and not understanding. Sometimes we know something, we say we know something, when in reality we know nothing. Ignorance reigns supreme in religion. Generally, ignorance is this way. This is how it occurs. The pastor of my church so-and-so years and years ago said this. Grandma and grandpa said this. They said this. But what does the Word of God say? Have you ever looked at what God's Word says? Have you ever went to look rather than filtering it? That's why it's important for you to read God's Word. If the only time you listen to the Word of God is me being preached, can I tell you that that's going to lead you down the wrong path? And that doesn't mean I'm trying to deceive. It just means this. Sometimes I could preach, and there might be two or three different opinions about what I just preached, correct? Why? Because it goes through your understanding. And that's why you need to read the Word of God for yourself, amen? It's important that you do that. Self-deception, number two. It's a faith blinder. Self-deception. We can deceive ourselves. You know how we deceive ourselves? We want God's Word to say what we want it to say. You ever ran into that? Man, I want to justify what I already believe, what I know God's already saying. Can I tell you, that breaks down the whole revelation of God, that you need to read God's Word as if He's just sitting there talking to you, explaining things to you, and let Him explain His Word to you. Are you following me? It's important that we do that.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. The Word of God calls believers to walk by faith and not by sight. It's my hope that your faith has been encouraged by this message. If you're not attending a house of worship and you are looking for a home church, I want to invite you to come worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. We have ministry opportunities for all ages, children, youth, or adults. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351. Our web address is www.holtag.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, may God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.